As we've all adjusted to the new stresses of working and educating from home, a common coping mechanism has been the addition of pets to the household. The premise of Detroit native S. Kirk Walsh's debut novel, The Elephant of Belfast, is indeed a timely one. Writer Steve Amick has this review.
Sure, you may now have a small desk wedged into your laundry room, where you take the conference calls you used to take in your office. And sure, you may have great clouds of regrettable chow-chow hair, because settling for the last beast at the Humane Society seemed a marginally better option than letting the kids strangle each other. But that's nothing. Here, Walsh's protagonist, Hetty Quinn, tops us all on both counts by bringing her work home from the Belfast Zoo during the German Blitz. A major crisis, including that in which we all find ourselves today, often brings clarity and a sense of prioritizing. This is certainly true of 20-year-old Hetty, who finds her passion for caring for the 3-year-old orphaned elephant, Violet, only grows with, and despite of, each new personal loss. And there are many. As her sphere of family and friends grows smaller, and the walls of the zoo may soon fall, releasing the larger, more dangerous animals, Hetty realizes she must hide her last companion, the elephant Violet, behind the still intact garden wall of her home. The character is inspired by real-life female zookeeper Denise Weston Austin, who faced the same concerns regarding her charge during the spring of 1941, when German bombers turned the Northern Ireland city of Belfast into misery, rubble, and desperation. The streets of Belfast, both before and after destruction, are compelling in their beauty and horror, and Walsh does well to paint the specifics of such a singular landscape. Though the character is only loosely based on the zookeeper Austin, there is a great deal of research evident here, not only in terms of Hetty's neighborhood and the operation of the zoo, but the ministrations of government and the social politics on the ground, including the perennial rift of the Troubles. The wide division from block to block between Catholic and Protestant is not erased by the aggression of the Germans, and it's interesting to make the parallel to our own divided country at this time, during our own norm-shattering ordeal. With the citizens of Belfast, the chaos unifies in some ways, while in others it helps to tear them apart. In a real crisis of a certain scale, values change, norms break down. Alone, fending for herself and the young elephant Violet, Hetty does things she never would have considered before, breaking laws, zoo policies, curfews, her long-held chastity, and the social mores along her neighborhood, Whitewell Road. But even in better times, Hetty Quinn is a woman seeking a way to live on her own terms. The tangible peril of parachute mines and gas masks and the gravitas of what Hetty labels the fog of daily grief is only compounded by her struggle to navigate the machinations of the men around her, to see into their opaque hearts. Ultimately, the story is, of course, redemptive. It is the second step of recovery, after all, to believe in something bigger than yourself, like an elephant.
Novelist Steve Amick teaches writing at Pacific University Low Residency MFA.